What is up, and welcome back to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Radio Libre 2.0, and this is Nick. And you just heard Gateway Drug from Suki Waterhouse's September album, Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. For those of you guys who don't know, Suki Waterhouse will be in Boston at the Roadrunner on Friday. Why am I playing Suki Waterhouse music today? Maybe because I will be going to see Suki Waterhouse at the Roadrunner in Boston on Friday. So I'm very excited, and I wanted to share this with you guys because it's been a very long, very stressful week, and I want to get hyped for this show. That's the extent of it. So bear with me. I'm not going to do as much talking today. Maybe I will. Let's see how I'm feeling. But most of what I'll be playing tonight is from her Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin album. But I'll be sprinkling in some other stuff because she has some other good music as well. But long story short, today's episode will be a Suki Waterhouse themed episode. Next up for you guys, from the same album, from the same year, and by the same artist, we have Super Sad.
Yeah. to use your name, but I'm craving to. And all these strangers look the same, but I look for you. As I'm crawling through the streets, it's a lonely view. And I feel so blue, I feel so blue.
OMG, also by Suki Waterhouse, from the same album. Oh my gosh, who would have thought? That is by far my favorite song off of the Memoirs of a Sparkle Muffin album. I love it. When she released it as a single before the complete release of the entire album, I ate that up. Had that stuff on repeat, top of the playlist. Great song. I love it. I don't know what it is. It might be that it's one of her more upbeat songs, and I am drawn more to the upbeat stuff, but that's like top three, number one off the album, but top three favorite Suki tracks from her entire discography, definitely. Another one that's got to be up there is from her 2022 album, I Can't Let Go, and I don't know what it is, because like OMG is a more upbeat, very bass heavy track. This next one is a lot softer. It may be that it has similar, very prominent bass, but something about this song, it's so good. And if you know what I'm talking about, it is the best song off of that album. So back to back best songs off the albums. Next up for you guys, I got The Devil I Know.
God, you got the blackest eyes, look here all you want. I smoke out your darker side. Can't turn water into wine, never asked you to. So is it your place or mine? I didn't know you'd be up in it breathing. Saturday, but in your Sunday best. I'm okay with history repeating. Tell me I'm the one you can't forget. Back in hell. Need your body when my fire
should have said what I said last night, but I'm about to say it again. Those girls were not your friends, I was right. And the look on your face says, you know about it. I know what you're gonna say. Oh, the party got away from your baby. The light's in your eyes, but your hands on her skirt. You're making it worse with your meaningless words. Forget it.
I dare you to guess the name of that song. You won't do it. I promise you, you won't do it. Yes, it is Blackout Drunk by Suki Waterhouse. Off of which album? Which album? Another piece of trivia. Can you guess? Can you guess? Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. Crazy. I know. Pat yourself on the back. You did so good. That's a good song as well. I know that sounds silly to say, but it's another upbeat one, which I appreciate. And I really like the pre-chorus, and I love the melody, and yeah, I like that song. That's another good one, another banger. I don't know what else to say. I mean, Suki is somebody who I was aware of as an actress before she really got into music, and I remember she was in that movie Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. And then she was in that show that I'm blanking on right now, that Prime show that won, that I didn't see it. But it won something and she was in that. It was a music show though. But yeah, I'm very excited to see her soon. So let's continue on with the music, shall we? Next up for you guys, from the same album by the same artist. I know the joke's getting kind of old. Here is Helpless.
I used to break hearts, but I gave it up when I gave you a key to the door I'd locked. I thought about power, but you can't beat the history. I knew we were making the moment you kissed me. We've got places to go, but now you are my knights. We got people to meet and stories to write. You show me your scars, but I'm not keeping score. And we drove over hearts that we've broken before. Then the sun comes up, said you drank too much, and you fall back down, and I'm helping you up. You stand. Crazy how my man could make me feel this way, and you pull me back up. that I can't get to what I want. That quintessential cool girl in a bar. Sometimes I wanna taste your skin, but I'm not one for giving in, 'cause that's way too embarrassing, my God.
Back in the arms of make-believe, back to the shade of the cherry tree.
that was my fun. And it was fun, wasn't it? I would say so. Again, that would be a top song off of the album. It's not a top song off her discography. I also am a huge fan of Nonchalant, which you heard before. I will find myself humming that at the most random times. I don't know why. I think it's funny. I just think the phrase, sometimes I feel so nonchalant. I love that. That's peak right there. That's peak songwriting. It's that's beautiful. That's amazing. It makes me think of the he's just a chill guy meme that got hijacked by alt-right Twitter users that they used to endorse awful things. It sucks that there are people that do that, take a fun little innocent thing and then make it very sad and ruin it. But that has nothing to do with Suki Waterhouse. So that tangent has now been snipped, cut, ended, deserted, forgotten. We do not speak of it again. My Fun was also a song that released as a single before the album, the full album released. And that one, OMG, and one that is not just her, but it's Every Day's a Lesson in Humility. Banger. I'm not going to be playing it tonight, but if you've heard that, banger. If you don't know it, you should go listen to it and understand why it's a banger. I don't know what it is. It has a nice, like, dun, 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 dun. It's, like, not too fast, not too slow. It's good. It's fun. You know, it's a vibe. And you know what is the vibe now? The vibe now is a public service announcement. Go green with rechargeable batteries. Bear with me. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And it's more convenient to recharge, and it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway. A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, switch to rechargeable batteries. That'll go great. That'll be good for you. Next up for you guys, back to the music, back to the vibes, back to Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin, back to Suki Waterhouse. The next song that I got for you guys is it's a little ditty off that album. Reminds you not to second guess yourself, or maybe do, because the song is entitled Think Twice.
Call back mama till I'm out of
had a wandering eagle and a black vintage coat from the broken down path. Honey, you'll never know what I did, what I did to get you. On summer late night drives, I would switch lanes with my hands over my eyes, swerving right to escape what I left, what I left. Get you to know you, lost every little thing to watch you, to want you, lost every little thing to hold you. I had to, lost in mind your dreams to get you, to get you. Outside is spring again, I'm drifting away. We float through cartoon clouds, turn a blue into gray, and there's no place on earth. A secret of our own, bury it right next to me. What I do all over again to get you, to know you, lost every little thing to watch you, to want you, lost every little thing to hold you. I had to give just about everything to get you. No place on earth. The wolves could ever take, 'cause this promise I keep is the one I'd always make. What I'd do all over again to get you.
Sometimes when I take a deep breath, it brings up all my sadness. But you wouldn't see it, how close I keep it. Hands under the table, counting on my fingertips. Who's left? And who's gonna leave me next? Sometimes when I take a deep breath, it brings up all my shadows. Sleeping.
Cause that's when you said you were leaving. Thought I would die.
course, was Big Love off of that same album that we've been talking about all night long, Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. Big Love. It's so nice. It's so sweet. Big Love. Big Love. Big Love. Whenever I say something like that, like I say, oh, a song is sweet or a song is nice, I always have a little voice in my head saying, you should look at the lyrics. You should look at the meaning behind the song before you say that it's sweet. Because, you know, there's sometimes there's a possibility that the song is beautiful or the song is fun, the song is upbeat, and the content of the song is horrific and scary. And you don't realize that until you look at it and you go, oh, Pumped Up Kicks is really dark. Foster the People, what were you thinking? You know. And so in instances like that, like, it's good to be aware. But I have faith in Suki, and I hope she didn't make a song about big love and it being big sad love, because that'd be really sad. Hitting the rewind button a bit, like Will Smith in 2016. Oh my god, that year is so wrong. 2020. I pardon for all the noises. But we're going back in time. 2 years. 2022. What happened? I Can't Let Go dropped. Was that? That was her last album. And we already played Devil I Know for you guys. So I got another one off that album for you. It's a fun one. It's a doozy. Enjoy. Make your own opinions. Don't let me shape it for you. But here's Moves by Suki Waterhouse.
I can't forget that night. You said I looked like Susie Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion, and I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that. Need.
That was To Love, To Love, To Love. I like the songs about love. It's nice. And To Love is special because it was on that, I don't even think it was a single. It might have been an EP with Every Day is a Lesson in Humility. And so hearing this, I think it's a really beautiful song. And I think she did a really good job writing it. The next song I got for you guys, which is actually the last song I got for you guys off of the Sparkle Muffin album, before I play some classic Suki, has a really funny name, and based on what I've told you guys throughout the evening, it'll make sense. So I'm just gonna let the song speak for itself. Here is the next Suki Waterhouse song. Model, actress, whatever.
Thank you.
guess it all goes somewhere unknown. Turn around and leave it all behind. Once again, I've drawn a line. There must be a place where lost love overflows.
If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's concrete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0 wishing you a great Tuesday. And this is Good Looking by Suki Waterhouse from 2017. Enjoy.